Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here. How can I have your first and last name?
What's your major? Your name is Sonia?
Sonia, what's the first and last name?
What's your major?
One moment. Okay, verify your shipping address for security of the account.
334 Saratoga Avenue, apartment number 1, Brooklyn, New York, 11233.
Okay, I've located your account for the Ultra Bio Slim Gummies. Looks like your account has already been canceled. How can I help you?
I explained to her that they charged me $118, and when I bought the gummies, well, it said it was a free trial, and it said I had to pay for shipping and handling. I read nothing else that said that after 14 days you had to cancel or you'd be able to fill them out of $118. Otherwise, I wouldn't have bought it because I'm on a fixed income, and I'm not going to pay $118 for some gummies. And she said I was supposed to get a continuous shipment. I said that was in September. It's now November. I received nothing else, and I don't want anything else. But I refused to pay $118 for some gummies, and it was on a trial basis. So I was demanding, I told her I wanted a full refund. Hello?
One moment. Okay, ma'am. Okay, so it looks like you ordered the gummies on September 23rd, where you paid the shipping and handling for the 7-day trial. Looks like your trial period ended, so you were billed and placed on the auto shipment, where you receive them and be billed each month or until you call in to cancel.
And that's what she explained to me. And I explained to her, since September, I have not received anything else. So I told her, I don't want anything else. All I wanted was to try the gummies. If I would have knew it would be this much headache, I wouldn't have ordered them because all it says was you had to pay for shipping and handling, which I did. Only way I discovered that it was $118 is when I got ready to pay my bill and I saw $118. And I'm not going to pay $118 for some gummies and I'm on a fixed income. That makes no sense. And I told her I wanted a refund because I'm not paying $118. Because if that ad would have said that and I read it, I didn't see anything like saying that you have to cancel anything. You can get gummies from GNC anywhere else cheaper, not no $118 for no gummies.
Okay, well, I do apologize, ma'am, but that charge on your account is considered valid. That when the $18.84 is the full retail price for that product that you ordered on
But
September
it did not
23rd.
Say anything, and it did not say anything in that online article about a charge for $118 for a trial after a trial. It did not say anything like that. Otherwise, I wouldn't even bother. So I demand a full refund. If not, I'm going to Consumer Affairs and whoever I have to go to, because I'm not going to pay $118 for no gummies. That makes no sense, when I could go to the store and get them much cheaper than that. That's misleading to the consumer.
Well, you're more than welcome to go to whomever you need, ma'am. This company does have legal documentation.
You're not
going
to get paid. Y'all going to have to take me to court for $118, because I'm not paying $118 for no gummies.
Well,
I would like you to send me something, and I would like you to send me, could you send me something that says where it says that, that after a certain amount of time you have to cancel. And after that, if anything, I should have got another shipment, but I didn't. And now it's now November, so I didn't get anything. So you just charging me, you just want to charge me $118. Because if that was the case since September, I should have got something in October. And it's now November, November the 13th to be exact, and I didn't receive anything further if it was automatic shipment. Am I correct?
Well, your auto shipment was sent down on October 30th, ma'am. It's still in transit due to the holiday. It is running behind.
Yeah. Mhm. Guess what? I'm gonna send it right back.
It's yours
I'm not,
to keep.
Because I'm not paying. I'm not paying for that. There's no reason I should be forced to pay for that, and I'm not paying for that. Is there somebody else I can speak to besides you? Because I'm not gonna pay $118.
Sure, one moment.
$118 for no doggone gummies. That's crazy.
can't have your call ready to transfer over to my manager. Thank you for calling customer support.